Hosea chapter 5. Hear ye this, O priests. Alright, everybody that's born again is Israel. That's what Israel means, born again people. And he says, hear ye this, O priests. Okay, everybody that's born again, he hath made us kings and priests unto God. Now some are still priests, if they haven't forgotten the law of thy God. They're still priests. God still hears their prayers. And then there's others who've gone into the great falling away from the faith, the great apostasy, who don't know that they're not priests anymore. They've got a vain, powerless religion where their prayers don't get answered. They think they're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and don't know out there in Laodicea, Lala Land. They don't know how poor and blind and wretched and naked they are. They don't know that they have ceased to be priests unto God. They need to be born again and again. So whether you're still a priest or whether you've been rejected as a priest, the word of the Lord is, hear ye this, O priests, and hearken ye, house of Israel. Do you see the fact that Israel and priests are one and the same in this time? If you're born again, you should be a priest. He hath made us priests and kings unto God. Israel means born again people. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ear, O house of the king. Oh, if you're born again, if you're part of Israel, you're the house of the king. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel, and give ye ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you, because you have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net is set upon Tabor, and the revolters are profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. The revolters are profound to make slaughter. Yeah, they will believe they are doing service by killing those not authentically human, real born-again Christians who regard and keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ and those Jews. They are revolters and profound to make slaughter. They will believe that they're serving God by killing you. Profound to make slaughter, though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, that's the Gentile church. I know Ephraim, that's us. I know Ephraim. And Israel is not hid from me. Oh, God knows his people. God knows his born-again people. I know Ephraim. And Israel is not hid from me. No, there's no lost tribes, brethren. Anytime you ever hear the words lost tribe together, you better stick your spiritual antenna up a mile, because you're about to hear some perverse doctrine. There is no lost tribes. Israel is not hid from me, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. You cannot find lost tribes anywhere in the word of God. In fact, the word of the Lord right here says, Israel is not hid from me. Anybody ever mentions lost tribes, you better be ready to hear some false doctrine, brethren. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. For now, O Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. Israel is defiled. 98% of Ephraim, the Gentile church, has committed whoredom. Thou committest whoredom in their pre-trib 501c3 Sun God Day Entertainment Center, La La Land. It's whoredom. Israel is defiled. You born again people need to be born again again. Israel, you're defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. They won't look at what they're doing. They won't put it in a frame and take a look at it. They will not frame their doings and turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. They have spirits in them, sure enough. They think they're the Holy Spirit, but no. They're spirits of whoredoms. That's what's in them. That's what's motivating them. Religious spirits. Spirits of rebellion. They will not look at what they're doing. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God. For the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them. And they have not known the Lord. Oh, they think they do. But they have a vain, powerless religion. They need to be born again, again. And the pride of Israel. Oh, look at the pride of these whoredom churches of Ephraim and Israel today. 98% of them. Look at the pride. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Anybody can see it but themselves. Anybody. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel and Ephraim fall in their iniquity. These whoredom churches are going to fall in their iniquity. What's iniquity? Try and reprove them. You'll see they've got an excuse. They're unreprovable. You can't correct them. They don't listen to your arguments. They don't even listen to the Word of God. And the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. The pride of these whoredom churches. And they may have been born again at one time. But the false doctrines of the wolves that Jesus warned us about. Judah also shall fall with them. They need to be born again too. But it's coming. It's coming. It's at the door. It's at the door. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. Oh, and it's so sad, because they knowest not. They don't know that he's withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously. Oh, have you seen it, brethren? Have you seen some of the treacherous dealing? Creeping in unawares. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord. Treacherous dealing with God's people. And they've dealt treacherously with the Lord. For they have begotten strange children. Children without a conscience, who have been raised on that vain, powerless religion, which we don't need the Old Testament. Why, we're a New Testament church. No Torah. The children don't have a conscience. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Yeah, it's strange when you see children without a conscience. It is strange. Now shall a month devour them with all their portions. It's only going to take 1 month for all their ill-gotten gain to be devoured. All their stuff will be gone in just 1 month. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah and the trumpet in Ramah. Cry aloud at Bethaven. After thee, O Benjamin, Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Oh, there's a day of rebuke coming. And it's going to be a desolation for 98% of the Gentile church. Ephraim, that's the Gentile church. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. There's coming a rebuke that nobody will get away from. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which will surely be. Yes, he's made it known. There is a more sure word which is written in the King James Version Holy Bible. Oh, he has made it known among the tribes of Israel. But 98% of the people, though he has made it known in the more sure word which is written, 98% have never looked at it. I have made it known that which will surely be, whatever is written in the more sure word will surely be. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. the princes of Judah were like them that remove the bound. Therefore, I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Wow. Wow. Boy, when you think about God Almighty pouring out His wrath like water, wow, that's just awesome. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment. Ephraim, the Gentile church, is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment. Wow. Yes, within the Gentile church, there is an Ephraim that is faithful. Within Israel, there is an Ephraim, the Gentile church, that still willingly walks after his commandments, because they know three times in Revelation alone that Ephraim is the ones who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ. They haven't forgotten the law of their God. And because they willingly walk after the commandment, they're oppressed. The Lord Jesus Christ told us we would be soon dragged into their kangaroo courts for a testimony against them. Oh, whatever you do when you get dragged in there, don't get a lawyer. He works for the system. No. When you're dragged in there, don't worry about what to say. Don't get a lawyer and don't worry about what to say, because in that hour, the Lord, by His Holy Spirit, will give you a wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to gainsay. In that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you the witness that God wants these kangaroo courts to hear when they drag in the true Ephraim of God into their kangaroo courts because they willingly walk after His commandments. Yeah, you keep His commandments and apostate, churchdom under the Antichrist, false prophet, Pope, is going to think they're serving God by killing you. They're going to drag you into their courts. And therefore, will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. Yeah, the vast majority of it. It's going to be a remnant that's saved. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb. Yet he could not heal you, nor cure your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place, till they acknowledge their offense. Oh, brethren, we must acknowledge the truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Acknowledging the truth is always the first step of deliverance. Until we can receive the truth, there's no hope of being set free of anything that's binding us. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense. We've got to seek the Lord and agree with the Lord, acknowledge our offense, and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. Chapter 6, come, let us return unto the Lord. Oh, man, now there's some good advice. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. Yet today, brethren, this can be the way. This is the way. This is the right advice. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for He hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. After 2 days, He will revive us. Oh, brethren, we're at the end of 2 days. After 2 days, He will revive us. In the third day, He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Oh, glory to God. We're at the end of the 2 days since Messiah. After 2 days, He will revive us. Oh, Israel has been being hammered for these 2,000 years. After 2 days, He will revive us. And as surely as Moses told the people of Israel that they have to prepare themselves against the third day, brethren, this is our job. Oh, as surely as Moses told them, I would tell you now, prepare yourself against the third day. For this time, as the Lord comes down, not only will he shake the earth, but he will shake the heaven also. After 2 days, he will revive us. We're at the end of the 2 days. It's time for him to revive us. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, the resurrection, the millennial kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall live in his sight in his millennial kingdom. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Hosea 6:2. Mark it down as a memory verse, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. After 2 days, he will revive us. And in the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if, brethren, don't miss the if in verse 3, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. We've got to go on to perfection now. Like it says in Hebrews chapter 6, not laying again the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and all this other stuff. We've got to go on to perfection. Then we shall know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come to us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. All glory to God, this outpouring of his Spirit, like Peter testified at the beginning of the 2 days, we're going to see the outpouring of the former and the latter rain at this end of the 2 days that we're at. Oh, brethren, this is so right now for us. We had to get the leaven out at Passover, and brethren, we got to keep it out. We got to keep living holy. We've got to be pressing on to perfection. If, don't miss that if in verse 3, if we follow on to know the Lord, he's going forth. Oh, hallelujah. His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come to us as the rain, as the latter rain and the former rain upon the earth. Hallelujah. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? This is us now, the Gentile church. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? The people in the land of Israel right now, that soon to become the nation of Judah. What shall I do unto thee, saith the Lord? For your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goes away. We need more goodness, brethren. We don't have enough. We need more. We need to get more of that oil to fill us up. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore have I hewn them by the prophets. We got to hear his prophets, brethren. Take heed to his prophets. His prophets will answer you according to your idols. They will tell you what needs to be worked on yet. Oh, you'll want to take heed to his prophets. Like it says in 2 Chronicles 20:20. This is 2020 vision here, brethren. 2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. Hallelujah. We need to hear these guys. They're not fun to listen to, but we need to have ears to hear his prophets. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. That's what they do. They lay the axe to the root of the problem, brethren. They're not fun to listen to. Therefore, saith the Lord now, therefore have I hewed them by my prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. We need the word of the Lord. Believe on the Lord your God. We've got to get to know what God said. We've got to base our faith on God said so. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. But these words are sometimes hard words. God says, I have slain them in Hosea 6:5. I have slain them by my words, by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. We need the light. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. What's job one? We've got to get filled with his word. I desired mercy and not sacrifice. All these dead works of rabbinic religious ritualism. They're no good. He desires mercy. He wants us out there showing His mercy to the lost. He desires mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Oh, these people going after this vain religious stuff when they should be going after the Word of God, after the knowledge of God. So much more important than their stupid, vain, burnt offerings. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. They have dealt treacherously against me, saith the Lord. Oh, brethren, it is so sad when they get caught up in these various branches of apostasy. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood, and his troops of robbers wait for a man. So the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. Oh, brethren, that's what it's like. So much of this apostate church today is like troops of robbers that wait for a man. So the company of priests murder in the way by consent. They commit lewdness. I've seen an horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he hath set an harvest for thee. When I returned the captivity of my people. Chapter 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they committed falsehood. Oh, brethren, lies is nothing to these people. False accusations is nothing to them. For they commit falsehood, and the thief comes in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. What? Don't they think God knows what they're doing? They consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. God knows it all. You don't hide nothing from God. There is no shut to hide anything from God. He knows the intents of our hearts. He not only knows every move we make, every word we speak, every thought we think, but He knows the intents of our heart, and we often don't know those. They make the king glad with their wickedness. Oh, brethren, it is so sad. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker who ceases from rising after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. The nations are drunk with the wine of the fornication of these apostate whoredom churches. He stretched out his hand with scorners. Oh, the preaching of the cross is foolishness. He stretched out his hand to scorners. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing in one form or another of the great falling away from the faith. For they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie in wait. That's what they do. They lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges. Oh, they don't put up and they don't allow righteous judgment. No, they've devoured their righteous judges. And all their kings are fallen. Is there none among them that calleth unto me? Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is as a cake not turned. It's burned. It's ruined. The Gentile church, 98% of it, is ruined. Strangers have devoured his strength. You got pastors preaching that aren't even born again. You got the blind leading the blind. Strangers have devoured his strength. And he knoweth it not. Oh, this is the sad thing. They say that they're rich and increased with goods. And Jesus says, and you knowest not that you are poor and blind and wretched and naked. Strangers, the wolves in sheep's clothing that Jesus was so good to warn us about. Strangers, not born again, false teachers. Strangers have crept in unawares. Sure they say Jesus is Lord. Sure they claim to be a Christian. Sure they claim to be anointed. But they're wolves. trafficking in the souls of men. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, and he knoweth it not. Thinks he's got lots of time, and time is running out. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face. It's so obvious. Just give him a little meekness test. Try and reprove him. The pride of Israel testifies to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all of this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove, without heart. Oh, they'll not stand, brethren, when it breaks loose. Ephraim's like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, they go to Assyria. When they go, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of heaven. I will chasten them as their congregation hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me, and they don't even know it. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. They've thrown away and done despite and despised his law. Rather than keeping it by the power of the Holy Ghost, they despise it, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. They say Jesus did away with the law. No, that's a lie against him. He didn't do away with the law like they said. That's a lie that they speak against him. And they have not cried unto me with their heart. It's all just a show. Try and impress the other church folk. They're not God pleasers. They're self pleasers, preacher pleasers, other church folk pleasers. They're not God pleasers. And they have not cried unto me with their heart. And when they howled upon their beds, they assembled themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Oh, prosperity gospel. They assembled themselves for the prosperity gospel, the corn and the wine. And all the while it's whoredom. They rebel against me, saith the Lord. Now I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. Oh, they have a sorrow, but it's not a godly sorrow that works repentance. When all their stuff goes poof, they'll have a sorrow. They return, but not to the Most High. They're like a deceitful bow. They're crooked. They can't shoot straight. They don't know how to shoot straight. They're like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. And this shall be their destruction in the land of Egypt. Oh man, America's a land of Egypt today. All the idols, biggest obelisk in the world, biggest statue, idol to Lucifer in New York Harbor. Let's go on to chapter 8. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. Boy, there's a message. Put the shofar, take the shofar, set the trumpet to thy mouth. David Wilkerson wrote a book. It's a little book. You can find it real cheap in a lot of bookstores. It's a closeout. But there's a lot of them out there. If you haven't read it, David Wilkerson wrote a little book, powerful little book, called Set the Trumpet to Thy Mouth. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant. If your new covenant doesn't have the everlasting covenant, you better get you a new covenant as quick as you can that does have the everlasting covenant. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant in their whoredom. They have trespassed against my law. They've forgotten the law of their God. They've been rejected as being a priest unto him, and they don't even know it. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Lord, Lord, they'll say. In that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, Jesus said, have we not done many works? We know you. Look, we cast out demons in your name. We've done many mighty works in your name. My God, we know thee. Then will I say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:22-23, the most frightening words in the Bible. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord. Judgment will begin with the house of the Lord, brethren, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. His law is important. His law is good. His law is perfect. His commandment holy, just, and perfect. And it should be written on our heart. As sure as the Lord Jesus Christ wrote it with his finger in stone, it should be written on our heart by the Holy Ghost, if we've got the real Holy Ghost that makes us holy and not the feel-good counterfeit deceiving spirits. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Israel has cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not of me. Oh, brethren. They have set up kings, but not of me. We've had such perverse teaching on Romans 13. These are not kings that God would choose. What kind of a Christian has Muslims in for Ramadan? What kind of a Christian never mentions the Lord Jesus Christ? They've set up kings, but not of me. Yeah, they set up the kind of king they want. They're phony Christian kings. They've set up kings, but not of me. They've made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and of their gold have they made them idols. Yeah, their God's a dollar God. That's the God of the prosperity gospel of today. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, your idols, has cast thee off. Whoredom. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? For from Israel was it also. The workman made it. Therefore it is not God. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. For they have sown the wind. That's what they're doing in these La La Land, Laodicean, 501c3 Sun God Entertainment Centers. They've sown the wind. And they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stalk. The bud shall yield no meal. It's vain. It's powerless. Their religion of rationalizing why they should not do God's commandments. Their religion of rationalizing why God really didn't mean what he said. And nobody ever takes the time to even read what he said. If so be it yield to strangers, shall swallow it up. Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. Yeah, they hire preachers that are not born again, preachers that are professional flatterers, preachers that will tell them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them. But there's still a few faithful ones, and God's going to gather them. Now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin. Oh, they all got an altar in these churches. But they're altars to sin. Altars shall be made unto him to sin. I have written to him of great things of my law. It's all there in the Holy Bible. God says in verse 12 of chapter 8, I have written to him of great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. Oh, we're a New Testament church. The great things of his law that he has written, they were counted as a strange thing. Oh, brethren, does this describe what we see today in these vain, powerless religions of rationalizations? They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of mine offerings and eat it, but the Lord accepteth them not. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt. For Israel hath forgotten his maker and buildeth temples. What do they do? It's all about the building program, isn't it? Isn't it all about the building program? For Israel hath forgotten his maker and buildeth temples. Isn't that what they're doing, brethren? Oh, is Hosea nailing what's going on right now? For Israel hath forgotten his maker and buildeth temples. And Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. Isn't that what they're doing? They're fencing off the Palestinian areas. And Judah has multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the palaces thereof.